Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? No around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bomar Sean. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here on the C2P platform. And you know we're counting down the days, nearly a month away before things get started in Jerry World for the 2018 NFL Draft on April 26th. So an exciting time. These guys are really kind of getting to the nitty-gritty of it now. Pro days, private workouts, visits, all the things that come with being in the position that these gentlemen are. And we're going to be joined with the Slippery Rock standout wide receiver, special team ace as well, Andrew Bridgeforth. Andrew, welcome to the program. Thank you for sharing your day with us. Can you believe that you're training for the NFL draft and your teammates are kind of getting ready for spring football?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Honestly, it is kind of crazy. It's been a lifelong dream of mine, and it's kind of surreal. I'm really glad to be in this position.
Nice. Now, I'm curious. I mean, growing up, were you always a better athlete than most of the other kids out there on the field?
I'd like to think so. Yeah, I was always competitive. Elementary school, we would race around the parking lot, around the cars, and of course, I would always try to win. But yeah, I think so. It's always been my goal to go to the NFL. So yeah, I definitely think so.
And
yeah.
Have you always had the size? I mean, you got great size now. Did you kind of grow into that frame?
I'd say I grew into it. Maybe hit puberty like maybe halfway through high school. I just want to let you guys know I'm sitting here with Marcus Johnson, all American wide receiver. We're actually headed out to a workout right now.
Awesome. Well, tell him he's going to have to join us on the program next. Tell him that now.
Thank you.
Awesome. Oh, so he's listening in as well?
Yeah, we're headed out to workout right now in the car.
Awesome. Well, great. Then now I'm glad you're both. We'll have Marcus come into play a little later on and into the program. So Andrew, I mean, so kind of take us through this. I'm sure you played both sides of the football growing up before you kind of find yourself playing receiver. But kind of take us through that point through high school and then how you ended up knowing that this was going to be the position that gets you farthest.
I started playing football in middle school. I actually didn't really play a lot in middle school, so I did a little bit of cross country. I think that had a lot to do with my mental toughness as a competitor. I like, you know, being the star, scoring touchdowns. Defense didn't really click with me in high school. I was a little undersized, a little afraid to hit people. But then when I came to college, obviously I kept playing receiver, had some success there. But I just wanted to have more to do with the outcomes of the games. I'm big, and I just, you know, fell in love with special teams, making plays, not for myself as much as, you know, just helping my teammates out and getting them fired up
right on
the sideline in a tackle. It's a good time.
And, you know, it's crazy, Andrew, because you think you've really kind of way from all one pendulum to the other from a high school kid who didn't want to hit to playing special teams, which is probably, you know, probably the most insane thing you're going to do during a 60-minute football game is kind of sprint down or sprint, you know, and kind of be out there in the open and making plays. So it's kind of fun to hear you go first circle on that. So you're at Slippery Rock, you're doing your thing. And, I mean, what point in your career do you kind of get the mindset that, you know, what you're doing on Saturday may get you an opportunity to play on Sunday?
probably maybe halfway through my junior years when I really realized that I could have an opportunity to make this happen. A lot of people would just come up to me after the games, even players on other teams, and, you know, tell me to keep going, keep working, because I can do it. It's definitely harder from the Division II level, but, you know, some guys make it as long as you have the drive and the work ethic. So special teams is what a lot of people told me would get me noticed more so. So I just, you know, made it a point to make as many plays as I could and, you know, not be as nervous before each snap or each kickoff. Just go make a play.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Slippery Rock standout, special teammates, wide receiver Andrew Bridgeforth, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know you can find it free at iTunes and Block Talk Radio. You simply type in our guest name, followed by 2018 NFL Draft Blast. The link will appear, and then we'll be featuring his Call of the Pro bio page. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about him as he makes his path towards this next level. I ask all the guys to come on this show, and you can kind of break down the special teams role, and I'd love to learn a little bit more about you at wide receiver as well. But, you know, if you're in the film room, you're with some of these NFL scouts, they're breaking down that tape. What do you think they're going to love about you, Andrew? What are those qualities to each position, special teams and receiver, that they're going to fall in love with?
Obviously, I have size and speed. And I think they're really going to fall in love with my tenacity on the field. My willingness to just be a role player, do my job, whether it's making a block downfield or sacrificing my body and going to make a play, doing whatever it takes just to get the win.
Nice. And it's such a great – I mean, it's cool, man. I mean, you're like, man, I like scoring touchdowns. Now you're like, man, I just like throwing blocks. I mean, you've really changed the mentality. You know, you might make the next level, and then we get you back on the show, and you'll be just like the biggest finesse receiver we've ever seen or something, man. You'll be like the Deion Sanders of wide receivers or something. We're like, and I'm like, I'll tell everybody, I'm like, well, you know what? He didn't like hitting, then he loved hitting, then he got to the NFL, and he decided, you know what, I don't want to hit no more. But that's enough, you know, topic for another day.
However it happens, man. I'll be happy with that. However it happens.
Definitely. What goes unnoticed? I ask this question because we do pass this off to the scouts and coaches we know at the next level, and sometimes they like listening in if they're interested in the particular guest. But what can't these guys see on tape? I mean, what are some of the positive traits, characteristics as a man that you bring to the table? I mean, could be team leadership, maybe a weight room warrior, film junkie. You know, maybe the system you ran offensively didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. You know, maybe you're a better deep threat and they just had you running, you know, first routes. I mean, what are some of these things that they need to know about that they might not necessarily see on tape, Andrew?
Some of those things that you mentioned, weight room warrior, I think especially coming from the D2 level, off the field work ethic. You know, we're a smaller school, a lot less money, so a lot of guys have to help each other out, support each other. Our teammates have to support each other, and financially, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, I've had a couple jobs on the side, balancing academics, work, and school schedule. It's a lot more, I wouldn't say a lot more difficult, but off the field, it's a lot more involved. I think my upbringing, too, I was raised by a former Marine, a government agent. My dad was a graduate of the Naval Academy, so he raised me and my brother by himself to be some pretty respectful young men. So I think teams will really, really like what kind of individual I am.
Awesome. And this is a cliche question, but I have to ask for the folks who aren't familiar with you. Do you get comparisons or family, friends, teammates say, hey, you know, we were watching the Monday night game and this guy kind of reminds us of you?
I haven't heard any specific comparisons. Just teammates will come up to me and be like, oh, I saw this dude made a crazy special teams play. Like, that could be you, bro. And I'm like, hey, baby, we'll find out. See.
Yeah, man. You know what the best part, though, Andrew? I mean, it happens. I mean, we've been doing this for over a decade, and, you know, we've had thousands of guys on the show from D1, D2, JUCO levels. And, again, once you get your foot in that camp in about a month, you get yourself in that rookie camp. That's when, you know, that's really kind of, unless you're making that big money as a first-round pick, second, third-round pick, you're a day three guy or undrafted free agent. It's kind of everybody's in the same canoe then, and it's really, that's when it's the time to shine and really kind of put your best foot forward as you prepare. I believe you've been training with Terry Grizzetti at Grizzetti Performance. How's that been going for you?
Yeah, we're going at Grizzetti's right now, actually. It's awesome just having a guy like Terry who has insight, and he's worked with people. He's sent people to the pros before, and he trains us for free. He's a former SRU alumni. It's really a blessing to be able to work out at his facility. He's a great dude. And like I said, we're headed there right now just to shape some things up. It's awesome.
Awesome, awesome. Wow, that's great. And it's awesome he lets you guys train for free. I mean, as you know, you know, that's a big deduction that you don't have to worry about coming out of your pocket. And I apologize for not knowing this. Have you guys had your pro day yet? If not, when is it?
Slippery Rock's Pro Day is coming up Thursday, 22nd.
Okay.
Pretty pumped for that. We're going to have a good amount of scouts there.
Yeah, that's what you want. And then I know you want to knock every single combine prep drill out of the ballpark, but is there one you're particularly stoked about that you might, you know, kind of be in the upper tier of?
I think my bench will be pretty good. I'm a pretty strong receiver. I can't really point out any specific drill that I'm going to do well. I'm just going to try to do them all very well.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the special team ace receiver from Slippery Rock, Andrew Bridgeforth, here on the C2P, peeling back the layers of what this young man does well to get himself in the door of the National Football League. Andrew, we appreciate you sharing your time, and I'd love to keep it, but I know you and your teammate are going to work out at Grizzetti, so we got a couple off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with? You ready to go with those?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, Marcus, usually if we know the teammate, we'll text the teammate and then ask prior to the show. But since you're with him, you can answer this for us. What is the one thing that you love teasing Andrew about the most?
His sense of humor. He's so funny. Love Bridge.
Awesome.
Appreciate
and,
that,
and how about this one? Coach Lux, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
There's a couple impersonators of Coach Lux. He's a character. He has a great personality, but I think Tanner Gary, our quarterback, they do the best impressions of him.
Nice. And they'll do it in front of him?
What was that?
Will they do it in front of him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They did one. We have a team talent show every year during camp. They would definitely do it.
Awesome stuff. And how about this one? I think this is one of your favorite questions, or all our guests' favorite question, female celebrities. You could take out any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to ask to join you for lunch?
That's a tough question. Look, I got to think about that one real quick. Yeah. Yeah, what would you pick, guys? I'm going to win. Selena Gomez. Yeah, she's all right. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to get in trouble right now. I'm not even going to. I'm going to defer that question.
All right. Well, then we'll keep coming. We got another one for you here. Terry Grizzetti, you're going to go work out at his place right now. If you could change roles and put Terry through any workout and watch him suffer a little bit, what would you like to do to him?
I don't really have any malice towards Terry, but I'd say probably the toughest thing that we got. Maybe if I beat him in a game of ping pong, I'd make him do some sled pushes. That's the worst thing.
Oh, that's great, man. So the ping pong's the thing that kind of he takes some pride in that. He don't like losing in ping pong, huh?
He takes it pretty seriously. Ping pong or horse, we usually play after a workout.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck tonight at the ping pong, and better luck next week when you hit your pro day on Thursday. I hope you knock it out of the ballpark. Andrew, it's been a pleasure. Remember, tell your teammate Marcus to join us as well. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the Slippery Rock standout special teammates wide receiver Andrew Bridgeforth. And, man, you got to love this kid coming on and expressing how he was kind of, you know, not the kid most, you know, wanting to hit guys in high school. And he becomes this ferocious beast at his collegiate level, just loving the smacking down everything that he can see, and becomes a special ace wizard. And when we bring this up, I mean, this kid is really,
really a fantastic special aids kit. I mean, the special teams kit, I should say. And like, and that is a bounty to have when you're going through this process as a small school kid, knowing that you're kind of fearless, and then you backdoor it with his receiving skills. And look, I don't want you guys to be slated on thinking this kid can't play that position either, because then that's where the combination of the two, I really think, become something flourishable for him. As always, big shout out to Andrew joining us here on the C2P. Again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, if you'd like to listen to it or download it at your leisure.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.